Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to continue looking at this thing of building a godly life. And last week we began discussing having the right nutrition for a godly life, to build a godly life. And that was the words of our life, the words that we hear, that we speak, that we think, the things that we have in our life. And as far as that, to be able to even begin to build a godly life. And so if you'll please stand out of love and respect for the word of God, we're going to begin reading in verse 6 of 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And beginning in verse 6, the Bible says, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." As I mentioned, last week we talked about this kind of an introduction of building godliness. And this godliness thing is a careful observance of the laws of God, the performance of the Word of God, proceeding from love and reverence for the divine character. It's Christian obedience, and it's following the commands of Christ. That's what godliness is. And we talked about how are we going to build godliness in our families. And remember, if you'll very quickly remember, last week I talked about this thing of exercise or weightlifting or bodybuilding, if you will. And how in order to attain such a great feat, most of us are not naturally gifted in that area. You understand that, right? Just like in the spiritual comparison, we're not naturally gifted to be spiritual beings. You understand that? This is something that has to be reborn in us through Jesus Christ. We need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. We need to exercise ourselves to godliness, and we have to condemn the flesh and feed the spirit. You know, so this is not something that just comes naturally for us. So we've got to have the right nutrition. We talked about in order to even build muscles or try to go through this effort, you have to do special things. And you have to have a special diet, and you have to really get on a program, you know, and to be able to be successful in building a godly life. Well, that program was wholesome words, doctrinal words, and holy words. We talked about the words, and it says over there in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 3, "If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness." Proverbs 15 told us that a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. So we talked about these things, about the wholesome words, and we talked about doctrinal words. We know that the Word of God is what we need to do. Paul told Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. We know that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine. Okay? So, we talked about that being a foundation to build godliness on. And then holy words. In 2 Peter chapter 3, it says, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" Why are those things joined together? Because they go hand in hand. Holy conversation and godliness. Wholesome words. And in our text, he tells Timothy to be nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. So we want to have this nourishment. If we're going to build a godly life, we need the nourishment of wholesome words, doctrinal words, holy conversation, words of faith, words of the Lord Jesus Christ. These things that are good doctrine in our lives so that we can be godly. You know that there's bad doctrine out there. There is. Okay, so just as much as bad nutrition is going to not help you build muscles, so is bad words and bad doctrine or things that are not wholesome going to hurt you. Just like we read in the verse there that it says that the perverseness is a breach in the spirit. You're just tearing down your nutrition, and you're not going to be able to build a godly life the way that you're supposed to. So, as we begin to build a godly life and desire to build a godly life, if you happen to be keeping notes, okay, the first thing was the nutrition, okay, the good words. We talked about that last week, all right? Today I want to talk about the first step in building the godly life. The first step in building the godly life is contentment. Contentment. You say, that sounds strange. You say, but I thought the whole point of building bodybuilding was that you're not content with your body. No, you want something bigger, right? You want something stronger, so you start bodybuilding to build muscles. Well, that might be the physical motive of people. But can I tell you something? That contentment, it doesn't mean what you may think it means. Okay? To be content means to be an agreement with God that this is the way it is. Okay? So, in other words, if I'm going to look for a godly life, I need to get on God's team. I need to be content with God. And listen, no, I'm not the person that I want to be. I'm not the pastor that I want to be. I want to be a better pastor. I want to be a better Christian. I want to be a better husband and a better father and a better son. And, you know, all those. That's not the contentment that I'm talking about. I'm talking about, in order to build godliness, you've got to decide that godliness is what you want. The Bible says that godliness with contentment is great gain. Look at what it says in chapter 6 there. That's where we are. Chapter 6. Look at verse 6. As Paul is continuing to talk to Timothy here, he says this. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. So do you see where I'm going with this thing about contentment? It's not about the contentment that we think. I'm going to be happy with what I have. Or happy with these things. Or happy with these circumstances. No, it's being happy with being in God's program. So when a bodybuilder goes about and chooses a program that fits their body type. You know, there are different body types. Okay? They need to be content with a program. Here's what you don't need to be doing during a bodybuilding campaign. Switching programs every week. That's bad. Switching nutrition programs every week. Getting on this bandwagon and getting on this bandwagon and then traveling over here. Oh, let's find this. This is better over here. No. Pick a program and stick with it. That's the kind of contentment I'm talking about. Folks, listen. We've got to stop running back to the world. We've got to stop running back to human reason. We've got to stop running back to pride. We've got to stop running back to sin. We've got to stop running back to the... They don't work. God's program works. God is the program they want. That's the team we want to be on. We need contentment. Be content with God. Be content with His Word. Oh, it's better said in this translation. Hey, watch out. Oh, that's so subtle. Or somebody saying, well, another way to say it this way, but well, let's just learn the English. Okay, let's not say, oh, God made a mistake here. He could have said it better this way. Really? You want to go down that path? No, let's be content and let the Word of God be the Word of God. And let God be God and let godliness be godliness. And listen to, and understand that we're finite and He's infinite. That we're wrong and He's right. Let's just let it be. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Listen to what he says here. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Folks, be content with the program that God has you on. You say, well, we don't have much. Who cares? Well, we would like to have more. Wouldn't everybody? Listen to this. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. So be thankful that you're not rich. Because God's saying, hey, look, I learned a long time ago there's probably a reason God hasn't given me millions of dollars. And you know what? I'm perfectly okay with that. Oh, sure, I think of all the wonderful things I could do with it. But God knows that it'd probably be a temptation for me. And it might be a snare for me. So guess what I don't have? Millions of dollars. I'm just happy to be a thousandaire. Yes. Some of you are happy to be hundredaires, okay? All right, George Washington is your friend. Amen. And so he's my friend too. Now, listen. But he says here, they fall into a snare. And he says, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith. What do? They lost out on building a godly life. Because they weren't content. And they pierced themselves through with many sorrows. He says, Timothy, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. This is what he's talking about. Being content in the program of God of building godliness. Not in the program of building wealth. Not in the program of building, promotion, you know, society, place, position in society, power, fame, fortune, whatever you may call it. Don't be discontent with God's program of godliness in your life. Don't be discontent with where the Word of God takes you. Don't be discontent with where the Holy Spirit of God leads you in your daily development in building godliness. The reason we don't build godliness is because we're discontent. We're dissatisfied with God. We're dissatisfied with God's word. Or we're just dissatisfied with where God has us in our life at this time. And we say, why can't I look like him? Why can't I look like her? Why can't I have what they have? Why can't I be doing what they're doing? We're discontent. And we're never going to build godliness. Not that way. Because godliness with contentment is great gain. God didn't make you me. And he didn't make me you. And he didn't make us like other people in a different country. And this people there. And these people there. It'd be like the finger saying, well, I want to be the foot. You've heard about that in the Word of God, right? No. No, you don't want to be the foot, Mr. Finger. You're going to get athlete's feet and you're going to stink. And I mean, the first thing you have to do is pick somebody's nose. I mean, that's all you got to do. And that washes off. It's okay. We need to be content, folks. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Folks, the first step in building a godly life is being content with God's program. Being content with God's word, being content with God's timeline, being content with what God has made you to be. And be the best version of you that you can be. You know, back to the physical, in a bodybuilding program, I can't build somebody else's body. I've got to work with this body in the condition that it's in, with its frame and its structure and its muscle pattern and all the scientific things that go into it. That's what I have to work with. I don't have somebody else's frame to work with. I don't have somebody else's muscle structure to work with. I don't have somebody else's metabolism to work with. You see where I'm going with this? We've got to be content. Otherwise, we're never going to build a life of godliness. Never. In 2 Peter chapter 1, the Bible says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now, you understand that a bodybuilder has got to start with the physical frame that he or she has. And then it comes in the nutrition, and then comes in the actual program for the weightlifting, and such and so forth, according to their makeup. Paul tells us, no, that's Peter. In 2 Peter, Peter tells us that we have all that we need, all the things that pertain unto life and godliness. He says we have it all. He's given us all things through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be the partakers of the divine nature. Let me ask you a question. Is the divine nature godliness? Yes. That's what it means. It means to be in observance of the laws of God and performance of our duties and it proceeding from love and reverence of the divine character. It's Christian obedience. We have all things given to us if we'll be content with what God has given to us. Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. So Paul says this. Hey, look, this is not about me. This is not about my necessity. It's not about my life. This is about whatever God has placed me in as far as a position, a circumstance, a time in life. I am to be content. Okay? So I hope you understand. I'm not talking at all about us not wanting to be a better Christian. That's not the kind of contentment I'm talking about. I'm talking about us being and accepting God's place in our life. God's program. Who and what we are, how He's made us, in our shape, in our fashion, in our talents, in our abilities, accepting those, understanding those, and then beginning to build a process or a program of building godliness in the life that God has given us to live. Being content with what God has made us. Paul says, I've learned whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content. Folks, listen to me. He says this, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's all in the same passage of Scripture, folks. Do you suppose that in bodybuilding, there are ups and downs? There are times of success, and there are times of failure. I'm sure there are. Is that true in our life? There are plateaus in bodybuilding. I know that to be true. And you say, how do you know? Not by experience. Okay? No, but listen to me. There are plateaus. You know when it's easy to become dissatisfied? During a plateau. You say, well, this is not working for me. I'm not gaining anything. It's been 2 weeks and I haven't seen any improvement. So let's just abandon the whole program then. Let's become dissatisfied and discontent with it. Nope. How about wait on the Lord? How about trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding? Hey folks, listen to me. We need to fight the discontentment bug. We need to fight that creeping in of discontentment. Well, maybe this is not what God called you to do. Folks, maybe it is. You just need to wait it out. I've been studying Scripture and I've been memorizing, but I still can't overcome this vice and I still can't overcome this thing and I still can't kick this old habit. So quit then. No. No, don't quit then. Fight the good fight of faith. Push through that difficult time. Trust in the Lord. Continue to build godliness in your life. I've been talking to the King's kids and the teenagers on Sunday nights about Psalm 23. I want you to listen to this in light of being content with God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, does that sound like contentment in the life of David? Let me ask you a question. Did David go through ups and downs in his life? Did David hit some plateaus? Did David have some times where it would have been easy to quit and quit God? Yeah. But godly contentment. We need to have contentment in order to build godliness. Because if we become discontent with God, we'll quit the program and hence stop building godliness. If we get dissatisfied with His Word and say this isn't the truth anymore, then we're not going to build godliness. If we get dissatisfied, I want to be like preacher so-and-so, or I want to be like this person, I want to be like them, then we're not going to be able to build godliness in our lives. Because that's not our life. That's not our traits. That's not our qualities. Those are not the things that God is trying to build in us. In Proverbs 15, it says, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. We know what it says in 1 John, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Over in Colossians chapter 3, remember Paul says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the things of this earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. In order to build godliness in our lives, we need to make sure we are content with God's program in our lives, with the way God has made us, with the way God has led us, with the way God's word is guiding us, the Holy Spirit is guiding us. We need to be content with God. You know what a bodybuilder has to do? They need to trust their trainer. They need to trust the people that put together the program for them, because it fits their personal preferences, their being, their abilities, their strengths, and their weaknesses. And they need to be content with it. Who knows us better than God does? You don't even know you better than God does. Because you know what you do and you know what I do? We deceive ourselves. We justify ourselves. But God knows us best. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus told them, he said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth or rust doth corrupt, or where thieves break through or steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If the light of the body is the eye, if therefore thine eye be signal, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. For he will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. So if we're going to build godliness, we cannot be divided. Cannot be divided. We have to be single-minded. We have to be content with God, with His Word, with His program for our lives. You know what? We're going to pretend for just a moment that I'm supposed to be a preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Let's pretend that for just a moment. If that's God's program for me, but I'm discontent with this life, will I be able to build godliness in my life?
No, I won't.
You say, but you could be successful. You could do this. You could do that with your life. You have the ability to do these things and those things and have all this money and all this fame and fortune and blah, 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 blah. But listen, if I go follow after that, am I going to be able to build godliness in my life? I may be able to build wealth, and I may be able to build fame, and I may be able to build a fortune. But unless I'm following after God, I'm not going to be able to build godliness. I need to be content with what God made me to be and what God wants me to become. It's His program. It's His word. It's His guidelines. Godliness with contentment is great gain.